From New York City, the survival capital of the world, this is Radio Doomsday Live, and I'm your host, Mike Luckman. Glad to welcome you to the program. My guest tonight is Kendall Ray Morgan of Oracle Stone Productions, and he's the man who's behind this amazing Crystal Skull cruise to Atlantis that's going to be happening very, very shortly. This is an auspicious program. As of yesterday, we're at the one-month mark till the end of the Mayan calendar and all that that might mean. I myself believe that gradually that there will be a spiritual ascension, that there'll be all kinds of amazing things happening that could include communication with extraterrestrial beings. Before we get there, we need to survive. Now, I've been saying from the very, very beginning show, and I'm going to keep on saying this, that on December 21st, nothing is going to happen, particularly of a physical nature whatsoever. I think this is zero chance or near zero chance of there being anything like a Mayan apocalypse or any of those things which have been rumored and which I think there's just absolutely no basis for. But I've dug deep on this subject, and what I found is this. I've been in contact with Mayan elders both in Guatemala and in Mexico, and what I've found is that there are a lot of serious environmental problems that are going to continue to get worse. You know, I was talking to Anthony Carr, who I had on this program some months ago when we first started the program, Radio Doomsday Live. And Anthony is regarded as, you know, one of the top psychics really in the world. It's not easy to find a psychic who has a record like Anthony's. And he's predicted many, many, many things. I don't want to go into that right now, but just take my word for it that Anthony is the genuine article. And Anthony says, regarding New York City, he just sent me an email. They think, and I totally believe this, living here in New York City, that things are going to get progressively worse. That is, that the flooding that we saw during Hurricane Sandy is just the beginning of a whole series of floods that are going to take place. And each time there's that flooding, New York is going to get more and more and more water until the point where it's going to become uninhabitable. And I think that there's a real danger that this could happen in, you know, a relatively short period of time, let's say within at any time, really, this year or next year. I think that there could very well be an event or a series of events at least as bad as Hurricane Sandy and probably worse that could cause this kind of a problem. By the way, our program, Radio Doomsday Live, is sponsored tonight by Buy Emergency Foods. Buy Emergency Foods is a place to go, it's a place to call. If you want some really good, I hate to say survival food because it's more than survival food. It's just plain good food, and it has a shelf life of about 25 years. You just add boiling water, and you have really good-tasting food, let's say the equivalent of anything you'd get at a supermarket, and the prices are the best on the Internet. So definitely you should contact Buy Emergency Foods. You know, living here in New York City, I was in the blackout for about 5 days, and even I began to run out of food. So you need to store up as much food as possible. I would say ideally a year's supply of food. And Buy Emergency Foods can be reached at 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. So again, the Mayan countdown is on, and we have a little less than a month to go. I don't think that there's any chance really of there being any kind of doomsday thing happening on that particular date, but the Mayan elders are very, very serious about what the types of changes that are taking place now and that are likely to continue to take place. They believe in Planet X, and that's a whole separate subject. We've dealt with that on other programs, and we'll continue to deal with that. The legendary Planet X, which may come around here every approximately every 3,600 years, and as popularized by the late author Zechariah Sitchin, who was a friend of mine, and also the possible This is a worst-case scenario, ladies and gentlemen, a possible pole shift. A pole shift would have absolutely catastrophic results, and both the Mayan elders and the Hopi elders basically feel that it could happen within 3 years from now. Now, that means that I could wind up in Alaska in a matter of a blink of an eye in complete darkness. They think that darkness, the 3 days of darkness referred to in the Bible, could very well happen and happen in the event of a pole shift. And Albert Einstein, incidentally, believed that a pole shift was scientifically possible. So there you have it. And then, of course, most importantly, too, just as importantly, the problems with the sun that were going into a solar maximum. There have been solar flares that have been directed, fortunately, not directly at Earth, but close enough. There have been some cases where the radio communications have temporarily been knocked out. And if we get a direct hit from a solar flare, which NASA scientists say could happen, this is unbelievable and something that everyone needs to know. When they talk about the power grid going down, possibly, we're talking about there being suddenly no way of food distribution, no transportation, no access to medical supplies, no communication whatsoever, no phones, no cell phones, no ATMs, no computers. And if that ever happens, we could be not only in the dark for a very long period of time, let's say months, and perhaps even a year or longer, but it would just be, you know, like putting us back into the dark ages. Let's hope that that doesn't happen. Anyway, I want to get to my guest tonight, Kendall Ray Morgan, who runs Oracle Stone Productions, and they're the company that's been behind some very important events. I first met Ken at the Legend of the 13 Crystal Skulls convention that was held here in New York City, where 500 people showed up. It was really an amazing sight, ladies and gentlemen. They were walking around the outer perimeter of the auditorium at the Fashion Institute of Technology, and many of them, and a surprising number of them, maybe half of them, had crystal skulls, not all large crystal skulls, not all, life-size crystal skulls, but some of them were, and some of them were half-size and smaller than that. But there was a really amazing energy happening there, and the highlight of the event, of course, was the ceremony, which this procession of individuals that was part of, and it was led by four Mayan elders. Actually, the head one who conducted this was Hunbot's man, who was the Mayan solar priest, one of a number, I guess. And it was an amazing event. And let me tell you, the unexpected part of all this is that after the event happened, not only were UFOs seen, but also some of the skulls physically changed coloration and went from milky white to clearer, and only on the left side. I think in four instances that occurred. So Kendall Ray Morgan is running this amazing event called the Crystal Skull Atlantis Cruise, and it's happening down in the Florida area, and they're going to be going to Mexico and visiting archaeological sites, and it's really quite an amazing event with a lot of participants whose names you would recognize. Frank Joseph, the expert on Atlantis, was a guest here on Radio Doomsday Live just about a couple of months ago. So I'd like to welcome you, Ken, to the show, and ask you to give a little bit more information on what led you to put together this extraordinary event that's going to be happening down in Miami.
Well, thanks a lot, Mike. First of all, let me say I'm very grateful to be on your show tonight, and let me get to some of the material. Humboldt's man did a ceremony there in New York City at the 10-10-10 that he considered was a very special ceremony. And so we all saw what happened at that event, and I'm glad that you were there to be able to witness that. After that event, I spent some time with Humbots Man and in the Yucatan at his sacred center, and he mentioned to me that we would want to have Crystal Skull Guardians and to have some of the ancient Crystal Skulls come together and actually be over the waters of the Yucatan channels during this time frame between December the 12th, 2012, and December the 21st, 2012.
Ken, what do you think is actually going to happen or might happen on that cruise? I mean, here you are about 4 days at that point when the cruise wraps up of returning and with the new the December 21st date right around the corner now. What do you think, what would be your best hope for what might happen from doing that cruise, and who are the people who are going to be attending it? What are they looking to occur?
Well, one of the things that's going to happen there, Mike, that we're looking at actually twofold. One is there is an actual legend that the Maya culture believed that in 13 particular crystal skulls, would come together, ancient crystal skulls, and that according to that story, that legend, that that they must be found and brought together before December the 21st, 2012.
Now, do you think that you found authentic ancient crystal skulls, and do you have 13 of them, and does it require having a particular set of skulls, or will other ancient crystal skulls do? I mean, I know that you dealt with crystal skull guardians from various parts of the world, but how do you know that these crystal skulls, that they're authentic, and also how many do you need, how many do you have, how many will be on board that ship?
Well, one of the things that's real interesting, Mike, is that there's a strong possibility from the data that event may have already occurred in New York City on 10-10-10 with bringing, because we know we had 13 ancient crystal skulls in New York on those for that conference. We know that. And then we had a lot of the UFO, you know, ET activity that took place there.
There was a lot of UFO activity here, and even though some of it was written off as being balloons, and there were some balloons also involved in these sightings. But nonetheless, what's very interesting to me is that they closed all three airports in the New York metropolitan area for a period of maybe a day at least to deal with this possible incursion by alien spacecraft. So it was taken very, very seriously. And I also seen some video footage that suggests to me perhaps, you never know what footage is faked or the dates or the actual dates for some of this footage. But I did see some footage I remember in that time that wasn't on television, but I did see some footage that showed what appeared to be legitimate extraterrestrial spacecraft or UFOs or whatever you might want to call it. But it certainly, they weren't balloons. They were definitely not balloons. And I remember at the news conference that I helped put together near the UN for the Mayan elders during that Legend of the 13 Crystal Skulls event, that there were predictions that that UFOs would be soon coming, and that there'd be contact with the Mayan space gods. And sure enough, they leave town, and before you know it, there are these extraordinary sightings, and New York is not a place where there are many UFO sightings. I know that Muhammad Ali once told us that he had a sighting, really a good sighting, here in New York at Central Park one morning when he was training for a fight, and was seen by his manager and by some reporters. But normally you just don't hear of UFOs in New York City particularly. Once in a while you might. But to have that occur in such a, almost a perfect scenario as far as the time frame was really quite interesting. So do you expect to see any UFOs during the cruise?
Well, I'm just going to get back to that particular legend very quickly, because it mentions that they need to be brought together before the December 21st, 2012. Well, that date, marks the end of the current Mayan calendar cycle, which has lasted 5,126 years.
Right.
So on that date, according to the legend, the Earth could be knocked off the axis. According to the legend, the Earth could be knocked off its axis unless these 13 skulls are brought together and aligned properly. So what you saw happen there in New York was the alignment that the Mayan elder, Humbachman, was doing in that particular ceremony. And it says in that legend that...
Are you saying that you think that there's a chance that ceremony, or even for that matter, what you're planning down in the starting in Miami, that could be the bringing together of the skulls that actually would prevent a pole shift?
Yes, that's what we're saying. If it hasn't already taken place in New York, which we saw what happened there in New York. If it hasn't, we will still be working on that particular those ceremonies to make sure that and bringing those other particular skulls together, again, to try to align them properly in that location, in that power spot where it's going to be. And basically, the legend says if that's done, then the paranormal power of the skulls can save the planet. So that is one particular area that we're working on.
Let me just stop you for a minute. We're going to take a break with a sponsor, Buy Emergency Foods. You can't eat gold in an emergency, however. The place to go is Buy Emergency Foods. They have their products are made by a company called Legacy. They're really fine food. They're food that the type of good food that you get at your neighborhood supermarket, but this is all freeze-dried food, and they have a wide selection, lowest prices on the internet for this type of quality food. They can be reached at 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. I want to go back to my guest, Kendall Ray Morgan, Oracle Stone Productions, the man who's behind this quite unusual cruise that's taking place, starting in Miami in mid-December and concluding just about 4 days before the actual conclusion of the Mayan calendar. So it's impeccable timing. He's got a lot of celebrities on board in the Crystal Skull community and well-known authors such as Frank Joseph, who's written about 21 books having to do with Atlantis. Ken, how many crystal skulls do you actually think that you'll have on board this ship?
I believe that we'll have 13 ancient crystal skulls, and I'm not sure how many other contemporary or new or older crystal skulls will be there with us.
Ken, how will you know if these crystal skulls, with whatever ceremonial program you may have in mind, how will you know and how will we know that the bringing together of the skulls have been successful to accomplish an extraordinary matter, and that is to get the Earth not to have a pole shift? How can we tell?
Well, if you go back to the legend and do the research, if you go back to those legends that were out there that were brought up and those prophecies, it mentions that at the end of that cycle, that 5,126 years, those skulls needed to come together and align properly, and then they would stop the Earth from being knocked off its axis. Well, obviously, if at the end of December 21st, 2012, the Earth hasn't been knocked off its axis at that point, then obviously that may have taken place already, the ceremony. And that's one that we were looking at, the New York ceremony that we did on 10-10-10.
Right.
But other
Mayan elders, as well as Hopi elders, seemed to place the date of a possible pole shift more like toward 2015, a few years from now. They're basing this on a some signs that they've seen, including a comet that was seen that the Hopis, for example, think it represented their blue star Kachina. This is a comet with a blue tail that had a big display in the sky, and it was seen by a lot of people all over the world. It happened a few years ago, and they project based on that this pole shift, if it happens, might happen in about 3 years from now.
Well, let me go ahead and answer that. But just before I answer that, I want to let your audience have our website, which is Crystal Skulls. That's a plural, crystalskullsevent.com. And we're also on Facebook, 12-12-12, the Crystal Skulls Return to Atlantis. And also Kendall Ray Morgan on Facebook. Okay. And so I would have them, take a look there, look at the information. We've been able to put on these events due to our sponsors, crystalskulls.com and crystaltones.com. They've been able to help us out with these and support this work. Now, getting back to your question, it ties into what Humboldt's man is suggesting for us to be in this location off the Yucatan Channel, off the coast of Cuba there, where there has been found temples under the ocean there. There's not been a lot out on that, but you can find some research on the Internet about that. But the Mayans were very well aware of that, and the actual landmass from Cuba to the Yucatan. And right. So here's where Humboldt is saying is that on this particular journey, even those that bring their new crystal skulls have contemporary crystal skulls or new skulls. When they bring them on this journey, they're going to go over this area in the water and what is considered on these dates of the 12-12-12, this is why it's so important for the 12-12-12 date, is because this is the last of the triple-digit Stargate portals of this century. There is no 13-13-13. So triple dates are extremely powerful portals to the higher realms in the cosmos. And this is the last one of the century. And this is what's going to lead us into the entrance of the new age of light, what's considered by the Mayans the grand divine shift of ages.
Okay, Ken, I'm reminded of there was a guy who I met many, many years ago who played like a key role in getting the government documents, formerly top secret documents under the Freedom of Information Act, having to do with UFO activity worldwide. His name is Peter Gersten. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, Ken, but, Gersten, at least in the years that I knew him, was, a really bright guy who accomplished a lot as far as bringing disclosure forward. And yet, he's 70 years old, and there's a rock, a giant rock, that's out in Sedona, Arizona, where he lives, and he's advertising the fact that he plans on taking a leap of faith from that giant rock, which is, elevated really high up, into what he considers might be or will be a portal opening up on December 21st, on Friday, December 21st. And he says, look, if I don't make it, I've lived 70 years, and I figured that I've had a decent life. Now, he's not a crackpot, although you might come across as one at this point, but he's not at all. But here he is risking his life thinking that a portal may open up. And, as a friend of mine pointed out to me, he says, what does he have to take that leap of faith for? Why didn't he just go up to the portal and open the door?
Right.
So the question is, really.
Well, Mike, I want to get back to your question and try to help answer that.
Yeah.
Okay, because what seems to be taking place is, and that's why I said, we will have the ancient crystal skulls. And we have a set of nine crystal skulls that are coming out. For the first time ever, INA has released and given precedence for these nine skulls to come to this event.
Is this from the Mexican muralist?
Yes, Diego Rosales and his collection of ancient crystal skulls will be there with us in Miami and on the cruise.
Right, okay.
Okay. Now, but getting back to what's interesting about the dates again that leads up to where we're going is that 12, 12, 12, you break those numbers down, it's actually 3, 3, 3. And that is that's what's considered the triple trinity through which the trinity was created. So you have many groups that are looking at this right now, and which is tied into what's known as the goddess. The 333 is also the triple goddess. And
right.
So the goddess the goddess returns at the dawning of a new age of light. Now here's what's interesting. In Mexico, everyone knows the importance of 12 of December the 12th for the Virgen de Guadalupe.
Yes.
Okay? Well, actually 2012 equals 11, the master number of 11. And that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. So what we see taking place is in part of the transformation is as we see with that date of December the 12th in Mexico with the Virgen de Guadalupe, is that there's going to be a shift, and the shift is going to be an energy of more of the divine feminine that's going to take place. And
how do you think this shift in energy is going to manifest itself?
Primarily what I believe most maybe what consider New Agers or people doing this type of research, there's quite a few. It seems to be that we will be moving more into a collaborative vibration with people on the planet, and more of a love vibration. It'll be more of a more love oriented. And we're not talking about like 1960s and those that type of love. Yeah, it'll be more caring for people. People
right.
will care for people. Right now, and the Western mind is more focused on commerce. And so, yes. So according to Humboldt, what he's saying is those crystal skulls that are going to be on that cruise, and we're encouraging people with crystal skulls to come on that cruise, because he says when they go over these portals, the portals open during that time frame, and for the cosmos, the energy of the cosmos to come through. And so you say, what do we expect? We really don't know what to expect during that time, but we do know that the Mayans did know something that a lot of people didn't know, and even according to Edgar Cayce. And so what we feel is maybe with the research we've done is the Atlantis rising may actually be that information coming from those temples and those pyramid sites through that area. The crystal skulls can pick up that information and bring it back with them. And that's something that we're going to be looking at very seriously when they get back on the 17th in Fort Lauderdale. There'll be private sessions and workshops and stuff that will be done there at Sheraton Hotel there for the people that come back, so we can see actually what actually did we pick up. Now, do we expect UFO actually or ET contact? I'm sure some people will have that. We know right now we've got photos from a month ago just off the coast where the Miami Circle is. We do
right.
have a picture. We do have a picture of a ship that's just coming out of the water. So
can you describe to my listeners what that looks like?
Well, one of the things that we found interesting was is that at the Miami Circle, you know, when the researchers and the archaeologists did the work there, they thought they found what was considered to be what looked like the Mayan glyph for zero. And so we did some research on the Mayan glyph for zero, and if any of you out there in your audience go out and do some research, take a look at the glyph, Mayan glyph for zero. It actually looks just like a UFO.
Okay. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back. I just wanted to remind our listeners about Buy Emergency Foods, our latest sponsor. Buy Emergency Foods features legacy products, which are well-known I would almost say gourmet. I've tasted this food, and it's really very good. It's not what you think of. It's not army rations. It's really good, enjoyable food, and you wouldn't even think of it necessarily as a vital food, other than the fact that you add water to it, and it has a shelf life of 25 years. And by emergency foods, it has by far the lowest cost, a wide variety of different products. And you can reach them at 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. Okay, we're back now with Kendall Ray Morgan of Oracle Stone Productions in Tucson. We're talking about the possibility that perhaps UFOs might visit or even perhaps have in advance visited the site where some of these activities, including this amazing crystal skull cruise to Atlantis, is taking place. And, you know, it's by far the most unusual cruise ship type of project that I've ever heard of. And there are a number of other cruises that are taking place around the end date of the Mayan calendar, and of course in Mexico as well as in Guatemala. There are lots of activities to celebrate not the end of the world, but this shift into a new age, hopefully a new age of enlightenment. But we also have to get past some of these physical barriers and these terrible environmental disasters that are coming at us at a fever pitch in order to be able to, you know, not only get to the next level, but also to enjoy the next level. Ken, could you tell me about what's planned exactly for the down in Miami? Prior to the cruise, I know you have an event that's happening there at an archaeological site.
Yes, we're going to be in at the Miami Circle in Miami on December the 12th, 2012. We will have ancient crystal skulls and the guardians there. We've got a full day from 9 to 6, all-day speakers. And people like our keynote speaker, Dr. J.J. Hertak and his wife, Desiree, will be there. We have at least maybe 15 other speakers that will be coming in. Again, Frank Joseph will give some talks there. Raymond Tarpey from the NARE, Edgar Casey researcher.
Yeah, he was on the show too, yes.
Yep, and so we have another one of our speakers there will be someone named Lupito, and Lupito is part of this divine energy, this feminine energy change, and people will be able to experience what he's doing and feeling that energy of that divine change, and he'll be there. We'll have Diego Rosales will be talking about his skulls, and he'll also be displaying at the Miami-Dade College a mural that he just recently did in 2010,
right.
And so we've got a full day of events. We do have a free ceremony for the Mayan grandmother, one of the 13 indigenous grandmothers also. She'll be doing a free open-to-the-public ceremony at 12:12 on 12:12.
Yeah, you know, I met Florida Mayo at your event here in New York, the Legend of 13 Crystal Skulls. She's wonderful. She is one of the people who's warning about this several days or longer of darkness as a result of a pole shift. And she said something very important. She said that a lot of people are going to go nuts, in her words, who don't have a spiritual basis. So I guess that's one of the things that you're trying to get across in your activities, that people need to become more spiritually focused.
A lot of times when people get ready to come to our events, Mike, they've already maybe within 30 days of the event, they're preparing, they're doing meditations, they're trying to eat right, sleep right. They're trying to get more balanced before they come, because the high energy from the crystal skulls and crystal bowls and all the crystals that are at our events is really a high frequency, and I think, you know, you experience some of that in New York. So people don't know how to explain it, but they know they feel it. So
yeah,
part of that is trying to...
Yeah, you can. When I was there, I felt it too. I mean, I walked around the perimeter of the auditorium at FIT through your Legend event, and I felt it too. And I couldn't, and I'm very good with words, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but there it was. And it was really something I've never experienced in my life that signaled to me. The feeling that I had was, whatever it is, it was important.
Yes, no, and the crystal, and again, you know, the crystal skulls coming together, you know, and experiencing them. I would say 6 years ago, I wasn't interested in, you know, hadn't any interest in the crystal skulls, didn't know anything about them. And
right.
So when the information came through that this is something that needed to be done, you know, ideas in your head, meditating upon it, and then things started to appear and the events came together. We knew nothing of the dates and the significance of the dates, but they were all given at the very beginning of all this, and so now it's just been unfolding. And so a lot of people have had tremendous experiences like we did in Manhattan, downtown Manhattan. And so, again, what we're going to do is take a look at those dates, and, you know, what we're hearing from various indigenous elders now, various groups of indigenous elders are saying that the most important time frame they feel in December is going to be from the 12-12-12 to the 12-21st time frame. And so it is interesting, though, that those add up to the master number 11. They both have a master number 11. So,
Ken, let me ask you, I wanted to ask you about this phenomenon that I've seen, I've heard about anyway, of crystal skull gardening. Hey, Ken.
Yes, Mike.
Okay, so we just took a little break, it seems, unexpected break. You never know when you're dealing with these metaphysical things. I was asking about this phenomenon about crystal skull guardians feeling some kind of a compulsion to bring the crystal skulls to your Legend of the 13 Crystal Skulls event, perhaps to some of your other events held at other times. That they felt some kind of a communication directly from the crystal skull, and essentially that they were doing the bidding of the crystal skull. Now, that sounds like pretty far off the wall, but yet was what I've heard. Have you heard that, and can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yes, I can, and you are right. One of the things interesting, because we just kind of broke up there for a little bit, but I do have a... one of the crystal skulls here with me, right here by the phone, and his name is Sakau. And Sakau is the one from the stars, and he's a pretty powerful skull. So I don't know what happened there. We just lost communication just for a little bit.
Okay.
So, but getting back to what you're saying, it's very true. It's interesting. Orpha Stone Productions has brought out one ancient crystal skull each year that they've done an event. And the strange thing that's happened now, it's happened again this year. When we brought Einstein out, Carolyn Ford in New York City, she had Einstein for 20 years. She had the crystal skull for 20 years, and she said the skull, they communicated with her, it was time to come out. And so, you know, we started to work with Carolyn and get everything together, and she came out at the event in New York City. Last year, We ran into somebody that contacted us, and they had a skull that they had for 20 years.
Right.
And they said that skull told them it was time to come out. Now, that skull that came out was Ishel. Well, just 4 weeks ago, I got a phone call from a doctor in New Mexico, a retired doctor. He's had a skull now for 20 years, and he doesn't know the other two guardians.
Uh-huh.
And the skull had told him it's time to come out. So here we go. We have another one that will be coming out. And I just recently, off of my Facebook, the Kendall Ray Morgan site. I just recently had also sent that to you, the picture of the skull from Cuba.
Yes, that's going to bring that up, yes. What's the name of that again?
That's Cobb. That's a Mayan word for Earth. Well, that skull's going to be in Miami and be on the cruise, and that's never been shown in public. So now we still have another skull coming out of Mexico. It's quite an interesting skull. I've seen it, and it's very interesting, and that's coming out. So the skulls seem to be communicating somehow with these guardians that have had them for long periods of time and tell them that it's time to come out.
Ken, have scientists taken any of these so-called ancient crystal skulls and done any kind of scientific analysis on it to see exactly what might be happening with the crystal, with the possibility of communication or anything strange happening with it? For example, in the cases where some of these skulls have changed their color, which is a physical change, which has been
spoken on the physical changes you described, those took place in New York after the New York event. Crystal Skull Guardian Jane Dowry, who has Maya, had called me and said that Maya had gone from the milky quartz to a clear color. During that same time frame, Michelle Nasserino with Shana Ra calls me and says the same thing was happening with Shana Ra.
And you have before and after pictures that prove this, right?
And we had before and after pictures. We collected the data. And Carolyn Ford had called during that time, and then we also had another crystal skull guardian, Mario Bohorquez, who had a crystal skull named Pancho, and he was saying the same thing was happening. So the skull seemed to be working. There seemed to be some activity. I don't know what the true. I guess right now it's still considered a phenomena, and that's what most people are calling it, some sort of a phenomena. I don't really know. I do know that the Smithsonian Institute has done work on what they considered to be some of the skulls that were maybe considered ancient. And I think that there's maybe two skulls. Shana Ra was one and Max was another. And I don't think the information came back debunking the fact that those were not ancient crystal skulls. But the Smithsonian has done some work on some of these skulls and found modern wheel marks, which they feel which would not make them, ancient, particularly ancient crystal skulls.
So Ken, am I overstating it that you think that you wouldn't be surprised really if almost anything happened at that time of that cruise with all these crystal skulls aboard? I mean, if there was some kind of physical opening of a portal or some kind of a show by flying saucers or anything unusual that might take place, that no matter how wild it might appear, that these are all things that you think are within the realm of possibility to one degree or another.
Yes, realm of possibility. I also believe, though, that what we're doing is we're getting down to something that I think a lot of researchers are starting to take a look at. And they're questioning, is this a spiritual event? You know, is this a spiritual event? Is this a scientific event? You know, I believe what we're really dealing with, Mike, is what's considered metaphysics on a very high level. And the Mayans understood this metaphysics, and the Mayans worked with the cosmic knowledge that came in from the star nations. And Atlantis, the people from Atlantis, I believe, worked with this also. So I just think that a lot of the so-called mainstream scientists, try to debunk as much as they can because they don't understand it. But I do believe that we're dealing with metaphysics, and that's all that I believe in, is strictly metaphysics on a very high level.
Ken, let me just change the subject for a moment. With all of these catastrophic Earth changes that are happening all over the world, and with a greater and greater strength, it seems, and if you look on a chart, let's say, of earthquake activity, I mean, within our lifetime, there's never been this kind of weather, extreme weather. And as Newsweek magazine reported in a cover story about a year ago, that extreme weather is becoming the norm. And in fact, Governor Cuomo here in New York State said in regard to Hurricane Sandy that these things that we're getting storms of the century every 2 years rather than once every 100 years. Are you making any preparations yourself, being in Tucson, Arizona, to deal with any of these natural disasters that could affect you?
Yes, Mike. I do have certain locations and people that I know that have two or three people that have right about a month of supplies, food supplies, stored away, water, food, to last up to about a month in two or three different places.
Right.
And most of those places, they also have firearms.
Yeah, that one is a hard one for me to deal with, just personally. That's a tough one. I mean, people do need to be able to defend themselves at a certain point. And as a matter of fact, there was a survival expo that was just held recently, about 2 months ago in Las Vegas at the convention center there. And it had a lot of emphasis on guns. Now, needless to say, I mean, there's an awful lot of violent activity happening in major cities, particularly. And but on the other hand, we do have the right to to bear arms under the Constitution. But I do have a hard time with that. But I know that does factor into the equation at one point or another.
Yes, well, most of these places I mentioned to you, where these locations are, where this food and water is stored, is. There's also groups of people with women and children, and so their primary concern is to protect, if they were somehow attacked, so that people came in to get their food or steal their food.
Yeah,
or,
you know, I touched on it earlier on the show. We're really talking about, the possibility of, obviously if the power grid goes, I mean, we're suddenly literally... back in the dark ages.
Yeah, well, Mike, you guys out there in New York and New Jersey and in those areas, you just experienced that. And most of the people I talked to that were out there for the first 6 or 7 days, you didn't have electricity. About the third day, you lost your food, and you were sitting in your cars talking on your cell phones. And so,
yeah, I'm going to tell you, I was sitting here for 5 days in darkness just with candles, flashlight, and, you don't have any, you adjust to it as best you can, and it doesn't seem, on one hand, it doesn't seem all that bad, and, you sort of get used to it to a degree, but let me tell you something. It's like living in the Twilight Zone. I mean, people are not used to it, and they're not meant to be in the dark. It's like being in the Twilight Zone, and it took me psychologically perhaps up to a week to come back to normal. It was like really, really, really a strange, strange thing to happen, and particularly in the most important city in the world. But the geniuses who designed New York City, didn't factor in the fact that the rising ocean levels could cause a problem. And I'll tell you, I mean, there are places that. In the Jersey Shore and places in downtown New York, they'll probably never recover from it.
Yeah, well, Mike, I think one of the key things is that what have all those people, including yourself, what have you learned now? Because if this is just a preparatory for some other things that are coming later, then you'd be grateful for the fact that at least you had a chance to get through this one, get through Sandy.
Yeah, well, what I'm hearing is, first of all, there was a story that appeared in newspapers, Guide, about 20 years ago now, saying that scientists had determined that within 20 years, which is about now, that there would be, or any time from that point 20 years ago till now, that there could be significant flooding in New York City. So, okay, now we've experienced Hurricane Sandy. And, of course, that doesn't mean that it's our last hurricane, or, for that matter, one that's severe. Now, the only thing that I can go on at this point, besides just my own instinct, is what I heard from Anthony Carr, who's, the world's most documented psychic, certainly one of the best psychics in the world. He's based in Toronto, Canada. And he feels that New York is just going to get hit and hit and hit. you know, over the period of some years until it'll be uninhabitable.
Well, so hopefully you can
But that's what I'm hearing from Anthony. And
there's a lot of the so-called master teachers, the ascended masters, teach that, you know, everything is a preparation for the next thing. So if people have that information, then hopefully they can begin to work with that as a preparatory for something else that might be coming and be a little bit more prepared for it.
Okay, Ken, good advice. Now we're at the end of the show, pretty much. I'd like you to give out your contact information, how people can find out about the Crystal Skulls Atlantis cruise and your event down in Miami. How can they reach you?
Okay, well, Crystal Skulls, that's plural, crystalskullsevent.com. And you can go on the website. You can get your tickets for the cruise there. You can call 702-327-9386. That's 702-327-9386 to get the information on the cruise. You can also buy your tickets right online for the Miami Circle events. We've also got a Crystal Skull raffle that we have that you'll see on the website to get a chance at that skull. The Crystal Skull is going to be with us. So some lucky person is going to get a skull that's been with us on the journey. I also want to mention another Crystal Skull that's coming. I think it's going to be very intriguing. That's Sherry Whitfield has got the Crystal Skull Synergy. And those that know Sherry, you know, they understand that Synergy is what is considered a Lemurian skull. And so we find that quite interesting as we take a return to Atlantis, bringing a Lemurian skull like Synergy. It's a very popular crystal skull. All over the world, people know that skull. I think that's going to be quite interesting because of the people who study Atlantis and Lemuria, those civilizations, understand the importance.
Given the excitement surrounding these ancient crystal skulls and the fact that they're so old, apparently, and they have these apparent paranormal, or supposed to have these apparent paranormal powers, which we've seen demonstrated. Certainly there's been something very unusual happening as far as the color transformation that took place in at least four of the skulls at your Legend of 13 Crystal Skulls event. I don't know where I was going with that, but in any event, we need to wrap this up. How much is it going to cost to get onto that cruise per person?
I believe that the cruise cost is $7.95. Again, you know, you can contact Mary Howard at 702-327-9386. She's got all the details on the cruise. We're still signing people up. We can sign them up until December the 7th to get on the cruise. And we're signing them two or three up a day right now. I know someone just signed up today. So if you want more information to get on the cruise, I would say get a hold of Mary Howard at 702-327-9386.
Okay, very good. We're going to wrap this up. Thank you very much, Kendall Ray Morgan, for being on the program. And maybe we'll have you on again after the cruise. I'm assuming that where this planet is still spinning around, which I'm absolutely confident it will be, and the human race is still alive. I'm sure the human race will survive this, but maybe not everyone. But we will get through it together. I wanted to mention that my guest next week's Radio Doomsday Live is Robert Vecino. Robert is the CEO of Vivos Survival Shelters, and these guys have taken an apparently abandoned missile silo at a hidden location that they're turning into a survival shelter complex that might house, perhaps at that location and some other locations, up to 1,000 people. That's a lot of people. And they also want to do it so that people can survive in style. So this is not an expensive undertaking for somebody who wants to become part of this survival shelter community. But the man in charge of that, as I say, Robert Vecino, will be my guest on Radio Doomsday Live next week. Radio Doomsday Live is broadcast on Thursday nights, 12 midnight, Pacific 12 midnight Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time on bbsradio.com, station number 2. This is Mike Luckman signing off till next time, if there is a next time.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to the dumb needs. Dummies of your own needs. Beat it up and not speak front. No strength. No